Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning and welcome to the External Bum Show. My name's Ralph Williams. I'm your host. And you can reach me at ralphwilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter X platform, YouTube channel. And also you can I have a sports radio show on Tuesday nights on Beaver County Radio, 99.3 FM and 1230 AM in Western Pennsylvania. And if you are on Facebook, go to Beaver County Radio's Facebook page and YouTube channel as well. My Sports Corner with me, Ralph Williams, Smokin' Jim Frazier is on both of those platforms, as well as the Beaver County Radio website, app, and www.rwmedia.org, which is my website as well. Good morning to you, Scott. Give us your information, and we'll be getting started shortly.
Absolutely, Ralph. Thank you very much. Number one, my website is www.southfloridatribune.com. I have a new book out there that can be purchased on Kindle or Amazon called Lessons from the Microphone. It's pretty much an overview about old school media versus new school media. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel, South Florida Tribune YouTube channel. It's South Florida Tribune, no cost to subscribe, and you can go ahead and see everything that we do on the air for which you're included on the Fire Up Show as well. And again, on Twitter, at Tribune South, that should get you going for a little bit. No shortage of ways to get hold of me.
And I also want to welcome in JT Toth from the draft412.com. JT, how are you? And give us your information and talk to us about draft412.com, who happens to be a sponsor of this program.
Ralph and Scott, pleasure to be here. Yeah, you can get a hold of us at me at www.draft412.com. I'm on Twitter, X, whatever it's called now, Facebook. We have a YouTube channel. We do two podcasts a week, usually talking about – right now we're going through each position in the NFL draft. We just did a tackles one last night, good class on tackles. So if you need anything about any of the four major sports drafts, get on there. You'll find the profiles on www.draft412.com.
All right, we have some comments here. The comments are brought to you by Mata Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Mata today, 724-201-0500. Mata Heating and Air Conditioning. Ask for Bill. Very, very great work. They've been in the business a long time. Talk to Bill. That number again, 724-201-0500. Check out Mata Heating and Air Conditioning's Facebook page as well for any holiday specials as well. Mata, you gotta call Mata. All right, here's our comments right now. Albert from Poway says that he's got us set on the 405, go Bums and Chargers. All right, and then he also says, hi, Scott, the guy in Pensacola is very delusional. This is Albert from Poway, Scott. All right.
Yeah, so, I like those kind.
And then Gary from Clearwater, Florida, says Yankees are the mecca of baseball. All right. And then Lance, of course, Scott's buddy there. He says, "Stick it, boys. This is Cowboys Country Network, or Cowboys Country Network all day, every minute." And there you are. And we have 245 listening in, including Lance, who I guess is having liquid breakfast already this morning.
Liquid breakfast. What do you call liquid breakfast? Jell-O. Hey, listen, man, I had a colonoscopy, and it was hard living off of Jell-O all day, among other things that you're not supposed to have. So, I don't know. I actually think liquid Jell-O and broth is pretty good. Maybe once every blue moon, maybe once every 10 years. Is that when you get those things in the first place? I don't know.
Yeah,
or
but usually
if that isn't good enough, you go out there and have those meal replacement shakes, and I think that's pretty cool stuff, too, don't you? I mean, at least you get chocolate, vanilla. Oh, never mind. I'm getting hungry thinking about it.
All right, guys. Yeah, liquid breakfast means when you go to a bar when it first opens at 8 o'clock in the morning and you have what I call a liquid alcoholic breakfast. So, and you're there at the bar all day and you're so drunk you don't even know which way you're walking. So there you go. All right. Okay, guys. Today we have a lot to talk about in a short amount of time. But what I want to do is I want to announce our national sponsors here, who happen to be Amped Up Sports and Sideline Sports. Let's Talk Sports. Thank you to Mark and Mancini Media. Thank you, Scott, South Florida Tribune. ASAP Sports, TGI Sports, and CRSMmedia.com. All right, guys, this next segment here is brought to you by Fulton Travel Mobility. Are you handicapped, disabled, in a wheelchair as I am? Have you felt down because you need a power chair that folds and you can't find one? Well, I have the answer for you, 1-877-GOT-FOLD, Fold and Travel Mobility. Call them today. They have the specialists on the phone and the specialists online at foldandtravelmobility.com. They will get you hooked up with the right model of folding power wheelchair. All right, and also, don't forget, they have some holiday specials. You could get 50% off. So check out their website, foldandtravelmobility.com, Fold and Travel Mobility. Okay, guys, let's get started here with our bums. My bum is the entire Pittsburgh Steelers organization losing to a second 2-10 team. I predicted this was going to happen due to the fallout from the Arizona Cardinal game. And I said this team's season is done. Next game, they play Indianapolis, and Indianapolis is no joke. Shane Steichen has that team at 6-5, and they're in the wild card hunt. And I believe that the Steelers will lose to a third rookie coach in the course of the season. I didn't predict three coaches, but I predicted one coach, and now it's turning out we may lose to all three rookie coaches in the NFL. Scott, your bum.
Well, actually, you know what? I never have done this before, but I'm going to do it one time, okay? You ready for this, Ralph? Ready?
Go ahead.
How about that? I'll tell you, a guy that we actually had on our show last night, Damon Knight. And you wonder who he is? He's a young guy that I attempted to develop. And you know what? This kid can't handle hard coaching, and I'm glad that he went ahead and quit because, you know what? I don't want bums on my shows. I only want strong professionals. He's a 30-year-old kid that doesn't prepare for his broadcast, okay? And you know what? If you can't handle tough coaching in our industry in front of your peers or not in front of your peers, then you're not really cut out for this business. So this is out of character for me, you know, JT and Ralph, to mention this. But I think the one thing that my book probably represents is you want good, strong people out there that represent this industry in a way. And I'm willing to give anybody an opportunity as long as we can get along well, do what we've got to do, because everybody deserves an opportunity to get paid to do it. But when you have a 30-year-old person that doesn't prepare and has an attitude the way that I've noticed with this guy, I was reluctant to give him another chance in the first place, but I did it knowing that Jeremy would take him under his wing. So I hope I'm not out of line criticizing a young kid, but I think it's the one message I tell people, okay, if you're going to, as Ernie Harwell once told me, the legendary Tigers announcer, you know what he once told me? If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
JT, your bum.
My bum, I'm going to keep it local like you did, Ralph, and I'm going to go with Todd Reirden of the Pittsburgh Penguins, who is the designer and the coach of our power play in Pittsburgh. We have a 9.86% power play right now, 7 out of 74. And we have four future Hall of Famers on there, with Crosby, Malkin, Carlson, and Letang. It's just pathetic. We're losing games because we can't score on the power play. And as much as I believe now the Steelers got to get rid of Tom, I think the Penguins got to start making some moves with Reirden and get some new blood in there to get this power play going.
Yeah, JT. Let me lead into that. The Toronto media is now saying that the Penguins made the biggest mistake of their lives by hiring Kyle Dubas. I don't think that's the case. I just think Kyle Dubas, is stuck with this guy here right now. And, Mike Sullivan and everything, he made a couple bad moves, but the majority of his moves so far have been pretty decent. Other than the goaltending situation, I didn't expect the coaching to fall apart, such as Tom Reirden. I mean, I always thought Reirden was a really good assistant coach, and he was once a head coach. So I just don't get why this power play isn't working right and what's going on there. And I understand your frustration, because we expected the same thing from the Penguins that we expected from the Steelers based on the draft and the free agency that was signed this year. This segment was brought to you by the P6 Auto Detailing in New Kensington. Call them today, 412-965-6578. Let the experts at P6 detail your car. 412-965-6578. Great gift idea. Get on their Facebook page at P6 Auto Detailing and check out some of their specials. Call them today. That number again, 412-965-6578, P6 Auto Detailing. We're in the First Line Consulting Services Studios, 1-877-926-6982. That's 1-877-926-6982. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about the bowl games that are the college bowl games that are coming up, and they start like in about a week. There's a few of them coming up, and I want to know from you guys which bowl game are you looking at, and I know Scott, you're looking at the one with that Miami is in here. Let me see their bowl game that they're in, and
They're in the bowl game, Ralph, up in. What do they say? I think it's called the
New York
Bowl.
City. Yeah, the New York. Yeah,
yeah, right there at Yankee Stadium. Yeah, I'm looking forward to see how the Canes end up doing. We got in there 7-5. Again, there's a lot of movement on their roster going into next year. Mario Cristobal in his second year. So yeah, we'll see how they respond there. But you know what, Ralph? The one I'm really looking forward to, and we touched on this last night on Fire Up, JT. So I'm glad you're going to hear about it. Is the Orange Bowl? You've got two teams that thought they belonged in the college football playoff, right? Yeah, and
definitely.
You know what? If you had 12, they would have been there, and then the other six, I probably wish they should have been there too. So this is and I feel bad for Florida State, but, JC, I know, if you heard much of the whole thing, is I believe that the Final Four got it right. I really do, because obviously the starting quarterback for Florida State, they thought the competition factor, it wouldn't have been an even playing field not having your best QB. So I think the Georgia-Florida State game to me is the one that I'm probably every bit as intrigued. We all know about the semifinals, right? Forget that. Florida State against Georgia here in Miami, okay, to me is the one that I'm probably intrigued about.
Oh, okay, yeah. Miami is playing Rutgers in the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl up at in the Bronx. So that's
right.
That's going to be a cool bowl. And I agree with you, Scott. That's going to be a really good bowl game, I believe, as well. JT, what bowl game are you looking forward to?
Ralph, let me add one thing before I turn over to JT. These two schools are mad. MAD capitalized at 48-point mad. Okay, JT.
I know they are.
He stole my thunder a little bit, the Florida State. That was one I was looking forward to. I'm not really looking forward to it as much as I think it's going to be a joke. I don't think it's going to be played by a lot of players. Being a part of doing a lot of draft things, you're going to see a lot of players forego that game, especially from Georgia. Guys that won two national championships, they're not going to want to play in that bowl game. So you're going to see a lot of the backups for Georgia. Florida State as well. Florida State's got a lot of NFL talent coming out. I doubt that them guys are going to risk getting hurt in a game that really doesn't mean nothing, though. The other bowl game that I really – it's a unique bowl game to me. It's Oregon versus Liberty. And I just want to see how Liberty hangs with an Oregon team that was very good this year. I mean, lost a couple close ones to Washington. Real high-powered offense. I'm interested in seeing how Liberty, if they can be in this game or if it's going to be a total blowout.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The bowl game that I'm looking at is the West Virginia one, the Duke's Mayo Bowl. They're playing North Carolina. I think that's going to be a really good even matchup there. I would like to see, because I'm an ACC guy that likes the ACC because Pitt's in it, I would love to see what North Carolina beat West Virginia, and I'm not a big West Virginia fan. And Neil Brown saved his job this year by taking him to a bowl game. So, I believe that to be the case. All right, guys, do you have any further games that you like other than the ones that we mentioned?
All right, go ahead, JT.
I want to say real quick a little bit of a local flavor. Penn State Ole Miss, I think, has the capability of being a pretty good game. We all heard about Manny Diaz yesterday. So I like to see how James Franklin handles this game against Ole Miss, who has a decent offense, really good running back in Judkins. It'll be interesting in how that game unfolds. I'm looking forward to that one as well. And real quick, the other one is Ohio State, Missouri. I think Missouri can, you know, they had a great season in the SEC, and I think that they're gonna be a little bit more hungry in this game than Ohio State. So I want to see if Missouri takes advantage of this matchup.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what a bowl game does, guys, right now, because we got this transfer portal and we got all this other, kip and caboodle going on here. These bowl games right now are good for young players to prove themselves for next year that might be able to step into a starting job. Because I tell you what, nowadays with this transfer portal, which I wish they would move until after the bowl season's over instead of, you know, letting these guys walk before the bowl. But, of course, the NCAA, like Mark said, is out of control to begin with, and it's a freight train going over a cliff here real soon here or whatever, going, you know, just get ready to derail.
Over 3,000 players entered the transfer portal already, which is insanity.
Is that really?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah, the transfer portal and the declaration for the NFL. They shouldn't be permitted to do any of that until the bowl game is satisfied. So, but, you know, that's...
Well, Ralph, you're not going to avoid the declaration for the NFL. That's been going on for years. So I wouldn't even mention that. But as far as the transfer portal, you guys are right. The game I'm actually most looking for is actually Alabama-Michigan. You know, Jim Harbaugh against Nick Saban. The Wolverines are doing... The Wolverines win three games without Harbaugh being on the sidelines that day. And he got an I told you so moment to the Big Ten. And look, the commissioner, Frank, you can't mess with me no more. Of course, now Michigan's begging to keep him for $11 million. And you take that contract and rip it up because next year it'll probably be up to 15 anyway. So, you know, I think Michigan, Alabama, you have two historic programs at one another, 1-4. You know, the Washington and Texas game will be all right, but come on, who in the heck in their right mind wouldn't want to think that Michigan and Alabama, two historic programs, and I've seen these two play each other out in Orlando before, and it's just unbelievable when you have those two schools. It's just, you know, you get chills on your vibes when you think of the national championships and the pro players they produce. I don't know if outside of Michigan and Ohio State in terms of interconference, you know, outside of the conferences, you can find one what's bigger than Michigan against Alabama, unless you put Michigan and Texas in there anyway.
Real fast, guys, over 1,500 players that entered the transfer portal, but they're projecting 3,000.
Right.
I want to get that correct.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, guys, we're done with this bowl games and college football. This segment was brought to you by Sleep Pittsburgh, 412-462-7858. Give Sleep Pittsburgh a call today for the best in mattresses. They also have children's furniture for their rooms, bunk beds, all different types of a selection. Get on their website, sleeppittsburgh.com. And also don't forget about their no-credit check financing. Check out their holiday specials. Sleep Pittsburgh for the best sleep tonight, right on 8th Avenue in Homestead. All right, guys, let's talk about last night's game, New England versus the Steelers. I thought it was going to be a low-scoring game. I predicted 9-6, 10-7, that kind of thing, because of both offenses struggling. New England came out of the gate. They didn't score no points in the second half. They came right out and was up 21-0 at one, or 21-3 at one point. And then the Steelers managed to play a little bit of a comeback. But, you know, the penalty bugaboo, everything else kind of, the same old Steeler mistakes and everything just came into play. And Bill Belichick beat the Steelers again. JT, we'll start with you.
What can you say besides it was disappointing, man? I never thought that I'd see 2-2-10, first time in NFL history that a winning team has lost to 2-2-10 teams back-to-back weeks. What can you really say? I mean, Trubisky looked really shaky at the beginning. He settled down a little bit as the game went on, but he looked terrible. He should have thrown three interceptions. One got called back on a penalty, of course, and there's a couple other ones that the guys dropped. The offense is just a mess. George Pickens is basically given up. You could see even the announcers were making comments about he wasn't running routes. And this is and Ralph, I owe you a little bit of an apology. I've been a backer of Mike Tomlin for these last. I don't believe that he took Bill Cowher's team and won. I don't buy into all that. I think he's a good coach, But I do believe that now the time has come. He's worn out his vocum. I think for his sake, he's going to go somewhere and make big time money right now. I mean, the people want him in the NFL. So he's had a players survey where he was the number one coach that people want to play for. So the team's going to give him money, whether it be Washington or whoever. But he needs a new start. The Steelers need a new start. The Steelers need to – they got to give the reins to Omar Khan, let him have a couple more of these drafts like he had, and let's build this team. And let's not look at this Steelers team right now as a playoff team. The best thing that could happen to them is to go 7-10, lose out, get a little bit higher of a draft pick. They're already sort of in a bad spot because the draft pick's not going to be a super high one winning seven games. But they're better off just losing out the season because they're not going to do anything. If they sneak into the playoffs, it's going to be a joke. They're going to get annihilated in the first round. It's time. It's time the Rooney's got to don't be surprised. I mean, Peyton got traded last year, the coach, Sean Payton. Don't be – if Rooney's smart, look into that because some team out there right now is still saying that Tomlin is at the top of the – in the top five, top ten coach in the league. They're gonna give up draft picks. So the Steelers should look at any avenue they can to improve the team.
Scott?
Yeah, I think you guys make valid points, but the reality is over the last 2 weeks, the Pittsburgh Steelers have lost two straight games to 2-10 teams. Geez, when you lose two straight games to 2-10 teams, you can see why things are starting to simmer up there in Pittsburgh. They really are. Mike Tomlin will be able to coach anywhere that he wants to coach. It doesn't matter. Teams will fire their coaches to bring him on if there is an opportunity to get this guy. You know, it's amazing, lately, that the Steelers have only had three coaches in about 9 million years, that this would be the one coaching vacancy that would probably end up becoming available. But then you also have to ask yourself, if indeed this is Tomlin's last year with the Steelers, who would you bring on? I've always been reluctant to say, before you get rid of a coach, you better have a guy who is clearly on your mind before you let this man go. And I'll give you an example of that. Out in Detroit, when the Pistons let Rick Carlisle go, I was very, very – I didn't like the move. I really didn't. But they had a plan, and they opted to bring Larry Brown in, and we saw that led to a championship with the Pistons in 2004. So you have to look at the cause and effect, right? You get rid of them, you better have a clear-cut replacement that will in Steelers for the last 10 years because they don't get rid of anybody. So, you know, I know everybody's chomping at the bit to make a coach. Everyone who booed Matt Canada and all that stuff, get rid of him. Well, they did. But meanwhile, Matt Canada isn't the reason why you guys have lost the last two games to 2-10 and to a pair of 2-10 teams. They haven't. Who's going to blame now?
Yeah, well, here's the thing, too, guys. I know this for a fact. Mike Tomlin has more power than everyone thinks he does. Okay, he's the king. He's in some media circles that I know, people call him King Tomlin because he has more say than everyone thinks he does. Now, at one point, Art II, the owner, did not want to give him any kind of power other than being the head coach. But I guess he must have stomped and cried and everything else and said, I want a little more power, a little more say in some things. So right now, that's where we're at with this. And he's in the last year of his contract. Usually when they give him an extension, it's 2 years before his contract expires. They have not given him an extension. Now, I don't think Mike Tomlin's going to coach anymore. My personal opinion, I think if the Steelers don't trade him like they did with Sean Payton or like Denver did to get Sean Payton, make any kind of a trade, I believe that he's going to step away from coaching and do like Bill Cowher, and I mentioned this last night on Fire Up. I think he's going to step away and go into the broadcast booth because I tell you this, guys, the broadcast booth is paying pretty well. And also, you know, being an analyst like Bill Cowher and Ryan Clark and all these guys that, you know, were all players and coaches, they're making a mint now. The networks are not afraid to pay them, you know, and so here we are. I think he'll go in that direction. I personally believe that if no other team can give him what he wants in money or whatever. So I believe that. But I don't think he's going to be traded. I think they're going to let him write out his contract. And then Art Rooney will sit down with him and say, hey, look, I think you've worn out your welcome. I think it's time for you to step away. And I think Rooney would let that happen. I believe that to be the case. And also, too, and a lot of people don't know this, but I do, the minority ownership, the ownership that has the lesser share than Art II, they've wanted Tomlin out now for 5 years, and they haven't been able to do anything because Art II controls the whole ownership bracket of the team. Okay, so
right, Ralph,
they wanted him out for 5 years.
Let me go ahead and address a couple of points. Sorry, JT, but you are 1,000% right about the broadcasting thing. I think that would be a great move. But you got a lame duck coach. Think of one other possibility. Let's just say for the heck of it, you keep one more year and he revamps his coaching staff. What do you do with it after that point? You want to just pay him to go away for 1 year? I don't think he's going to get traded. I really don't.
No.
I think the broadcasting thing is definitely a – you were right on point last night. But let him go one more year and try to – and ownership should say, hey, we need some major shakes up in your coaching staff, and go one more year, and then he walks. But I think the broadcast, I think you're right, totally on point.
They got to pay him at least $10, $12 million. There's going to be a team like Washington that's going to give him full rides. He's going to be among the highest paid coaches in the league. I guarantee that he'll coach again. He's a money guy. He's going to get big time bucks from a team, from an organization. He's still younger than what Cowher was when he backed down. It's a little bit easier when you're Tomlin's still a pretty young guy. I mean, he's a little bit older now with the coaches in the league, but a team like Washington's going to back up the Brinks truck. He's gonna get what he wants.
Oh yeah, that could happen, JT. I mean, both scenarios could happen. In fact, I just painted three scenarios that probably could happen. Okay, guys, we're coming up on 3 minutes left in the show. Let's go around for some final thoughts. And our final thoughts are brought to you by Hillcrest Farms, Richmond, Ohio, 740-346-5442, 740-632-2894. Email hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com. Check out their website. They are shipping now. So if you even live in Alaska, they'll ship it out there. Check out their website at www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com. And they also have a Facebook page, Hillcrest Farm. Some of the best hay grain beef, 45 minutes from Pittsburgh, right up the hill from Steubenville, Ohio. Check out their package deals and holiday specials as well. Great gift idea for a package deal. My final thought today for this program is that I think that the NFL, the AFC and the NFC and this congestion in the wild card is going to be an interesting scenario going into the playoffs. We'll see what happens down the road. There's still about 5 weeks left in the season. We're going to find out what some of these teams are made of, and I believe that it's going to be a logjam on both the NFC and the AFC. JT.
My final thoughts are I spent the last 2-3 days watching MLB Network, watching the transactions, you know, the winter meetings, hoping to reveal all kinds of moves, and I got to see the Juan Soto trade, and not much else has really happened, and a lot of it has to do with Ohtani not signing it.
Right.
And there's a whole thing going on now with you can't talk about if you talk to him and that. I'm just tired of it. Ohtani, you're about to sign the biggest contract in sports history.
Yeah.
You know, let's just get this over with and let's move on because I want to see the rest of the moves fall in place here.
All right, Scott, your final thoughts.
And you know what, I'm going to piggyback off of you a little bit, JT. I stole your thunder earlier, stole mine a little bit, which is okay. Great minds think alike is how I translate it anyway, but still. I'll be glad when the Ohtani thing is over with. First of all, he's only going to be a designated hitter next year. He can't pitch, so let's get this thing over with. I'm sick and tired of hearing it. It's overkill.
Definitely. All right, guys, I'm going to give you my information here, and we'll go around the horn here as we get ready to close up the show. The closing part of this show as we close up is brought to you by Bon Journey Cover Band. Plays here in Western Pennsylvania on December 16th. They'll be at the Big Bar in Erie, and on December 22nd at Jurgles Rhythm and Brew in Warrendale. Bon Journey, the best Bon Jovi Journey tribute band in Western Pennsylvania. All right, my information is you can reach me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter X platform, and LinkedIn. You can also reach me on my YouTube channel and on Tuesday nights, Beaver County Radio, 5 to 6 p.m., Ralph Williams, Smokin' Jim Frazier, Sports Corner Radio Show. All right, Scott.
All right, well, all I've put out there since time is my book, Lessons from the Microphone, can be acquired through Amazon and Kindle and as well. So check out my book, Lessons from the Microphone, Old School Media versus New School Media, the other stuff I told you earlier.
Okay, JT.
JT at draft412.com, www.draft412.com. December 13th, live podcast at Gorman's here in Pittsburgh on Route 51, 7 to 8. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. And thank you, Mark Mancini, behind the controls. I'm Ralph Williams for Scott Morgan, Ralph JT Talk. Till next Friday, everybody have a great weekend. Thank you.